live. You can take control of the airwaves. Just dial in toll-free. Bring up whatever you want. 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. 800-259-9231. Tonight, it's Ian.
And Mark.
And you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com and enjoy the features there, which include our webcam. You can go and watch and listen and chat. You can listen in on via our live streams. Enjoy the Shrine of Female Listeners. We give it all away for you over at freetalklive.com. But it's thanks to our Free Talk Live amplifiers for making a lot of this possible, for helping really get the word out about Free Talk Live to spread the message of freedom and liberty as far and as wide as we possibly can. It's thanks to listeners like you for becoming an amplifier at as little as $3 a month. You get perks. And you can learn more about those perks and the AMP program at amp.freetalklive.com. That's amp.freetalklive.com. Continuing to take your phone calls about whatever's on your mind. John is in New Hampshire on the AMP lines. Hello, John.
Hey, Ian.
Hey.
I was listening to the podcast last week. And hey, Mark.
Hey.
You were talking about your hugging squad, and Mark points out you can't even say hello without sounding condescending in some instances.
Yeah, the police hugging squad, apparently that's condescension.
Well, it's a heck of a leap, but I think you could transform this, if you were willing to actually take other people's advice, into the into the peace officer thanking squad. Basically, if you continue to thank the police officers who act as peace officers instead of law enforcement officers or cops or police officers, you get them into the mind frame of acting as peace officers instead of any of the former thing.
Yeah, we've actually done that. We've actually written blog posts, that, you know, as I recall, talking about when the police do something right in kind of a peace officer role. So I think that has been done to some extent. What do you got against hugging?
Wait a second. I'd like to jump in here if I could. I remember you telling a story about a police officer I happen to know here in Keene. His name's Steve, and he came over and he was talking to you guys while you're doing your drinking thing, nightcap, and I guess I don't remember exactly what, but basically he said, you know, he felt like he had to do something regarding it, and you're like, hey, everybody who wants Steve to go back to checking door handles, walking around Central Square. Now, this is something you want him to do, but it just sounded so condescending when you said, hey, why don't you go check some door handles around here, pal? You know, it didn't
Were
sound...
Were you there?
I was listening to the way you related it. I was not there.
Uh-huh. Okay. Well,
Ian, on the point of if you stick your hand out and offer to shake somebody's hand and he refuses, he looks like a jerk.
Yes.
If you say, I want to give you a hug, and he refuses, you look like a jerk. So it's about perception.
I look like a jerk for offering a hug to somebody.
Proactively thanking police officers for being peace officers without them actually having demonstrated that. You're just putting out there, thank you, I assume you're a peace officer. And enough people start doing that, maybe they'll start acting as peace officers again instead of the other one. And we have a much lower bar here in New Hampshire because many of the police officers actually do think of themselves as peace officers. So you want to reinforce that good thinking behavior among these guys. Because, you know, they are at your little...
Well, doesn't that presume that they know what... Wait a minute. Doesn't that presume that they know what being a peace officer means as opposed to being a law enforcement officer?
Well, I mean, if they say, what do you mean by that, that gives you an opportunity to explain what you mean by being a peace officer.
Well, I think you're right. Many of them presume that they are peace officers when, in point of fact, they are not operating as peace officers most of the time. When they're pulling people over for piddly little crap on the roads, like speeding or not stopping at a stop sign, they're not operating as peace officers. They are operating as law enforcement officers. And the difference being, a peace officer exists simply to keep the peace, to end a violent conflict as safely as possible and to remove the individual from a scene of such conflict to restore the peace, whereas a law enforcement officer is going out and enforcing the various different laws that the legislators have attached to him and demanded that he enforce. So wouldn't it make more sense to point out to the officer when they are doing the right thing or when you hear about them doing something that is of a peace officer nature rather than just saying thanks for being a peace officer? That may just result in them coming to the conclusion that, well, what I do is a peace officer all day and all day and all night, and that's not true.
Well, I mean, that can be the start of the conversation that will progress better than saying, do you want a hug? Which is my point. You can actually start talking with them and explain them what you mean by, you know, being a peace officer. You can work up a little elevator speech as you do this. But, you know, if you start going around saying, I want to give you a hug, there's not very many ways you can do that unless you have a better figure than you, Sevi, and that doesn't look weird and creepy.
You think it's creepy to offer another human being a hug? See, this is what's so backwards about you guys, man. You and Mark. Mark, you got a problem with me offering hugs to people.
Social implications. Look, I think you should hug as many people as want to give you hugs. I'm just telling you there's social implications behind hugging that that don't make you look serious or good or right.
Wow, hugging doesn't make you look good. What are you talking about?
If you know a person and you are happy to see them, you give them a hug. But if you're talking to people you barely know and say, do you just want a hug, Mr. Stranger? Well, our culture doesn't support that sort of thing. Maybe it should, but, you know, you've got a long road to hoe on that one.
Well, I've gotten hugs from police officers before, so,
How'd Meg do comparatively?
She did get one from the superintendent.
She gets lots more hugs than you do. You guys, like her hug to asking ratio is significantly higher.
Well, yeah, it makes sense, right? She's a pretty girl.
It bears out the statement that John was making.
Thanks, John, for the call. I appreciate it. Appreciate hearing from you tonight. 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. Look, I understand that some men are too manly to give another man a hug, if that's what you're getting at. But the idea that it's somehow creepy for me to ask for a hug. It's not like I'm squeezing their butt cheeks.
Look,
when I'm...
I know that creepy is it's the death knell. I get it. I understand. If somebody's called creepy, it just destroys culturally to some extent what it is that they're out there trying to do. But that's how it's perceived. You know, I'm not saying it's right, Ian. I'm not saying it's fair. You should be all the cops should be ready to give you hugs. After all, you pay their salaries.
That's another good point. But I don't make that one when I'm going around doing it.
But I'll tell you, it's just the way it is. It's just, you know, it's just creepy.
Well, obviously not all of them think that because I've gotten hugs from someone.
Or at least weird. Maybe it's not creepy, it's weird.
Okay, it's unusual. Yeah, it's unusual for human beings, and this I think is a sad statement, it is unusual for human beings to engage in such affectionate, appreciative behavior as hugging one another, even hugging complete strangers. You know, there's where I learned the police hugging squad from was a guy on YouTube, Charlie Veach. He's an interesting character who is kind of influential in a number of ways on some of the things going on here. He kind of started really making megaphoning fairly popular, I think, among some of the activists here. And also he came up with the police hugging squad, at least as far as I know, unless he borrowed the idea from someone else. But he has had wonderful success with this, and sure, a lot of people say no. A lot of the cops say no, but some of them say yes.
So and success would be quantifiable,
and when he's in a
right?
group of when he's a group of people, sometimes he'll encourage them all to hug one another, hug strangers that are nearby. And believe it or not, they give each other hugs. So it's not maybe you're saying it's only here in the United States, but not so much in the UK because that's where he's doing it. It's in London.
Necessarily, I certainly don't know what things are like in the UK from a societal standpoint when it comes
to
hugs.
Similar as I understand that as far as Western culture.
Maybe. I don't know. But the, you know, I mean, you're dealing with a segment of the population that's going to consider themselves a little extra manly, right?
Mm-hmm.
Cops. And you're asking them for essentially to step out of that manhood role and to give you a hug. And what's the reason? Like, what do they benefit? What's the good reason to give
feels
you a hug?
Good. Because it
whom?
Feels good. It doesn't feel
it doesn't
good
feel
to get a,
good
give a hug
if you don't if you're not successfully stepping out of the role. It doesn't feel good. It feels weird. It's uncomfortable. You're asking them to do something that's uncomfortable.
Well, sometimes things that are worth doing, you have to step out of your comfort zone in order to do
that. Who are you to speak for these guys, whether it feels good or not, whether it is going to feel good ever?
Well, I don't – look, Mark, I'm just telling you that's how it feels to me, right? To give someone a hug is a positive thing. I see it as a positive thing. And if you want to grow as a person, then you usually have to step out of your comfort zone to do that. So I'm giving them the opportunity to grow personally. 1-800-259-9231 and show a little bit of appreciation and love to their fellow human beings. 800-259-9231. This is Free Talk Live.
My worst day ever? I'm waiting in this crazy line at the DMV. So, I'm checking the web. Zero responses to my new resume. My 98% compatibility match now just wants to be friends. And hackers have taken over my Facebook account. I just thought, has the whole world turned against me?
It's not the whole world that's turned against you. It's the internet. Private, inaccurate, or unflattering information posted about you online can hurt your reputation, your career, and even your relationships. But now, help is available. It's called Reputation Defender. Reputation Defender controls your privacy online and manages how you look when someone Googles you. Reputation Defender continuously monitors everything about you on the web, including 40 social networks. It also removes your personal information from websites that collect and sell it, protecting your privacy. Go to MyReputation.com or call us at 877-720-6497. 877-720-6497. Use promo code BLACK for a special discount on our revolutionary service.
Can you live with minor aches and pains? Maybe. But oftentimes, those won't-go-away pains become so debilitating that we are not able to do things we used to, like go for a walk, garden, or even button a shirt. Now, restore normal function naturally and give yourself the freedom to move with Recovery Extra Strength. Over-the-counter drugs will stop the pain, but at the expense of your liver. Recovery Extra Strength is the number one solution for pain and inflammation. It contains Nutricol, a unique proprietary blend of green tea and grapes, and is made in Canada under strict Health Canada oversight of natural products. If you suffer from arthritis, bursitis, tendonitis, back, or other aches and pains, use Recovery Extra Strength. Call 866-543-3388 or go to RemarkableRecovery.com. Get free shipping on orders of $50 or more when you use checkout code GCN Radio. Call 1-866-543-3388 or go to RemarkableRecovery.com for Recovery Extra Strength for pain-free mobility.
You've seen our SinoFresh banner on the GCN website.
Yet your sinusitis is still a problem.
Are you waiting for your sinusitis to go away by itself?
Are you waiting for a SinoFresh discount?
Okay, here it comes.
But first, the facts.
67 other products merely treat symptoms.
And not the cause of sinus problems.
And 37 million Americans suffer from sinus distress just like you. But now many are finding relief with the only patent-protected homeopathic nasal product that antiseptically eliminates the known causes of sinusitis. SinoFresh.
Now, here's your limited-time discount offer to use SinoFresh.
Call 888-906-3636 right now for $2 off per bottle when you mention GCN. That's it. Just call 888-906-3636 and mention GCN for a $2 discount.
But hurry, this offer is only for the first 1,000 customers.
Call 888-906-3636. 888-906-3636. Call right now for $2 off per bottle.
Mention GCN.
Buy SinoFresh.com. It works.
Question. What would you rather drink? Acidic water, which burns holes in your body and causes loss of bone mass? Or alkaline water, which promotes high energy and vibrant health? The answer is clear. And if you're drinking acidic water, you're helping cancer cells and bacteria to grow out of control. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline minerals. Using Plasma pH Drops is the best way to alkalize your water and help you get rid of acid and regain your health and energy. Simply put 10 drops in the water you drink to raise the pH to a healthy alkaline level. Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. Disease organisms like bacteria, viruses, or cancer cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops now by going directly to AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or by calling 269-409-1776. Again, 269-409-1776.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live, and you are invited to take control of the airwaves. Just dial in toll-free, bring up anything you want. 800-259-9231, that's the SACL CAI toll-free line, 1-800-259-9231. And you can join us online at freetalklive.com. Enjoy features like our news updates, the Shrine of Female Listeners, and more. We give it all away to you, so enjoy them over at freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live, we've talked about investing in gold and silver as a hedge against inflation, investment, or barter currency. Now we've teamed up with Midas Resources to offer you some very special rates on some hand-picked gold and silver pieces. There's just a bunch of them over there. U.S. Seagulls, British Sovereigns, 20 Francs, Lakota Nation Silver Rounds. And you can go over there and you can check these. These are common items that you can check against any other company that might sell gold and silver. That way you can get the best rate. And on top of getting the best rate, you'll be helping Free Talk Live and Midas Resources, the one who syndicates us, and yourself by getting in your hands precious metals that you can use as a hedge against inflation or whatever it is that you believe is going to be the best reason to get them. It's gold.freetalklive.com. That's gold.freetalklive.com.
All right, we're going to continue taking your phone calls about what you want. Let's talk to David in New Hampshire. David, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hi.
Hey, David, what's on your mind tonight?
I was just going to interject an encouraging word towards the police hugging.
Okay.
We all know what the police do that's not good and stuff.
Mm-hmm, sure.
And so we could definitely do our best to discourage that kind of behavior. But when, I don't know, for me, I don't know. And I was also thinking about, for the onlooker, like if somebody sees somebody hugging a cop, like a kid or really anybody, and I don't think that would be a bad thing for them to see that.
I've taken a little bit of heat before for doing the police hugging squad. I gave one cop a hug or offered him. I don't remember if I got it. I offered a hug, and some young guy, probably 19 years old, was walking the same direction as walking towards me as I was doing that. And he made some sort of snide comment about hugging cops. So he didn't like it very much, but I think it's because he didn't like cops and he didn't think the cops deserved to be hugged.
Right. Well, a 19, a young... that age is, definitely see that.
I'd have felt the same way at age 19. I completely understood where he was coming from, but I didn't let his opinion of how bad cops were affect my continuing to offer them hugs.
Yeah, I think it's good. I wouldn't do it, but I think it's, I couldn't do it. It's not that I wouldn't, I couldn't.
You couldn't do it, even if one did actually say
you have one arm.
Even if one of the
I just can't see myself doing it because I just have such bad vibes towards cops.
Well, usually one arm's all you need for a cop hug. You're not going to get in there with a real you're not going to get in there with a real embrace, right?
The cops are only doing the Christian side hug.
It's not quite a side hug. You can come. You're coming in from the front like a real hug.
You just have too much gear.
Well, no, it's just. You're not going to get real close and intimate necessarily with
you like not.
Yeah, yeah. So you don't need to have.
You have to have the other arm to hold your video camera. What exactly is the reason?
No, it's
but
not
I mean,
about
it's a
publicity.
Positive thing. It's a positive thing.
Yeah.
I mean, a hug is a positive thing.
Thank
and
you,
seeing
David.
Seeing it is a positive thing, and
I'm glad
we all know the
gets
negative
it.
Things that cops, that are equated with cops.
It's giving them something positive to something that is, positive in their lives, in their daily life of this hell of dealing with criminals frequently and maybe like I said before, if they get a hug or even if they're offered a hug, maybe that'll be enough to make them change their behavior a little bit later on in the day, and they won't arrest somebody who doesn't deserve to be arrested, or they will let somebody go instead of giving them a ticket. And you never know what kind of an effect a positive thing like a hug might have on somebody.
Exactly.
Thanks, David. Anything else you want to share?
No, that's all. Thanks
a lot. All
right,
appreciate hearing from you at 800-259-9231.
I'm sure they don't interpret it as an opportunity you're taking to take their weapon away from them or something like that.
I suppose if they were really paranoid, they could, they could think about that.
So do you step down to the cop handshaking squad if the hugging doesn't work?
Yeah, usually we'll offer a handshake.
usually they will
offer the handshake.
Yeah, I'm sure. They can get out of it.
As an alternative. And it's pretty rare that I don't get offered a handshake as an alternative, but sometimes that happens too.
Did they ever pull out the alcohol goop stuff to kill germs like right in front of you?
They love that stuff. No, they don't do that. 1-800-259-9231. Let's continue with Mark in Indiana. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Mark.
Hey, can you guys hear me okay?
Yeah, go for it.
Well, I just want to make a – I was going to ask you guys something first. I want to make a statement first. I wouldn't say they're okay. I mean, 90, obviously, they got a really, really bad name right now here in Indianapolis for...
Who, the cops?
For a lot of reasons. There's a lot of trouble with them.
The drunk cop that ran into those people and killed a motorcyclist?
Yeah, I'm really surprised he doesn't get, like, promoted, sent to another department and promoted. I'd say 90-95% of what they do is bad, right? I mean, pulling over innocent speeders, enforcing the war on drugs.
I don't know. It seems that way from our perspective. I don't know if it's fair to make a statement like that. I think the best way to handle that would be to go on a ride along and spend some time with them and see what a day in a cop's life is like.
You know, I think there's a world where speeding, you know, there's a point when speeding is dangerous. It's reckless behavior. And I will agree with you that most speeding is basically the bureaucrats have set the limits too low in order to just catch people. I've decided I'm just not going to give extra. I'm not going to give the bureaucrats an opportunity to extract extra money from me. So I pretty much stick to the speed limit these days, just because. Well, you know, the real advantage.
They want to extract money from me. I won't pay.
I love getting in front of a cop and going the speed limit. Because, you know, he just wants to go 10 miles an hour over just like anybody else does. Mm-hmm. And it just irks the crap out of them. And I love coming to a full and complete stop, letting the car rock back when I've got a cop behind me at a stop sign. Because it just shows how ludicrous stop signs can be. The idea that you come into a full, complete stop, look both ways once, twice, and then back. I get a little joy out of this.
Yeah, so I do too. I like going the speed limit and, like, they'll follow me for a few blocks or whatever, a little ways, and I'll go to the speed limit and make a complete stop, and they'll, like, shake their head, kind of, I don't know, cuss at themselves, whatever, then make a turn and go bother someone else.
So, in other words, you are getting joy out of your own obedience. Hey, I guess you better get it where you can, right?
Yeah, it is pretty sick.
Well, what I'm doing is I'm showing the law enforcement officers just how stupid so many of the laws it is that they enforce are. Like, these
you think
laws,
that's what they think about it when they see you do that?
I don't know what they think.
Okay. So you don't know what you're showing them.
I think what they think is this guy's suspicious. Because, you know, who would follow the law?
Yeah, it's true. I got pulled over once after I was going the suggested speed around a curb down in Sarasota, Florida. They had those yellow signs up that I didn't know. I never learned that the yellow sign meant that it's suggested. You don't have to go that speed. I didn't know that. I was 17, and I went around that sign, and he pulled me over shortly thereafter because he thought I was drunk. Because I must have been drunk had I been going, because I was going the suggested speed around. It was a fairly, you know, dangerous curve, a fairly sharp curve. Anyway, Mark, anything else you want to share?
Yeah, I had a question. What would you guys say is the difference between anarcho-capitalism and voluntarism?
Good question. We'll answer it in a moment. Thanks for the call. 800-259-9231, the SACL CAI toll-free line. What is the difference between anarcho-capitalism and voluntarism? I think there is a big difference, and we'll share it here in moments. You can also bring up anything at 800-259-9231. Take control of the airwaves. That's why we call it Free Talk Live.
You worry, but only because you're paying attention. What's happening in the Gulf of Mexico illustrates an audacity toward nature. A similar audacity called GMO, or genetically modified organisms, means that the quality of commercially grown food may be compromised with our health in the balance. Now that summer's here, what better time to learn about the bounty that nature provides in wild edible food? Let author Linda Runyon show you the best-kept secret in plain sight, that food is everywhere you look. This summer, for the cost of a good meal or two out, you can literally starvation-proof yourself and your loved ones against any future craziness, and put up tons of free food, too. Whatever experiment is being run on us, you can rest assured that Linda's 50 or so staple foods aren't involved. Our foods are their enemy. So go to ofthefield.com or call toll-free 1-888-51-EAT-FREE and take that first step. Make your oasis of food security and nutrition now. That's OFTHEFIELD.com or call 1-888-513-2837. Start now and make 2010 your year of independence.
For world-class auto detailing, use what the pros use worldwide. Sparkle Auto. At SparkleAuto.com, the products and services we deliver are as good as it gets. And the knowledge behind them, even better. We always give you our absolute best, like our large 5-foot square chamois. It's Sparkle Auto's hottest selling item, voted by our customers as the most valuable chamois. This imported chamois is made of the highest quality microfiber artificial leather, so no scratching ever. It always remains soft, gentle, and pliable, no matter how much water it soaks. folks up. The Sparkle Auto Chamois will not shrink or grow stiff with age or dryness. See it and buy it now for only $19.95 plus shipping at sparkleauto.com. That's sparkleauto.com. Or call toll-free 866-372-9559. Experience the best customer service and our 110% price guarantee at sparkleauto.com. Call 866-372-9559 today for good value on top-of-the-line auto detailing products from sparkleauto.com.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 5 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $209, and the Berkey guy will include three Sport Berkey water bottles and ship everything to you free of charge. That's right, three Sport Berkey water bottles and free shipping. An $87 value, yours free. Call the Berkey guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at goberkey.com. That's goberkey.com today.
What is a wind generator?
How can the wind produce power for a small cabin?
How can wind energy be stored and used during an emergency?
Can I assemble my own wind generator?
For answers to questions about wind power, visit windbluepower.com. Did you know the wind could provide your family with emergency power? It can with a wind generator from windbluepower.com. Learn how our amazing LightBreeze wind generator kit starts charging a 12-volt battery and just 6 mile per hour wind. Or see the new Cyclone X2 dual kit featuring two wind generators on just one tower. And learn why schools and universities across the country utilize our products to teach about wind power and alternative energy at windbluepower.com. All kits qualify for a 30% IRS tax credit for residential energy efficient property. Enter coupon code RADIO for a 5% discount at windbluepower.com. That's windbluepower.com or call 800-976-0026. That's 800-976-0026.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. You can take control of the airwaves. Dial in toll-free. 1-800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. 800-259-9231. You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. We give you the features on the site free, so enjoy them on us. Again, freetalklive.com. Our Shrine of Female Listeners, with the dozens of ladies that have taken the time to send in their validated photo or video showing their listeners of the program, head over to shrine.freetalklive.com, see it for yourself, and if you're a lady listener, you can get involved. shrine.freetalklive.com.
Antiwar.com, your source for anti-war news and views for 15 years, is having its quarterly pledge drive. Strike a blow against the empire and give to antiwar.com. Just go to antiwar.com/donate. They also have a telephone number there at that same page. That is all you have to do is go to antiwar.com/donate. And this is brought to you by Jason Osborne.
Speaking of antiwar.com, Mark, you've got a story here that ties in with that subject, in that Iraq, there's a situation developing there with some, I guess, major waste. We'll talk about that here in a moment, but I want to make sure we answer Mark's question that he asked right before we went to the break there. His question was, what's the difference between an anarcho-capitalist and a voluntarist? Do you want to field this one, Mark?
Sure, I'll jump in. An anarcho-capitalist, I suppose. Well, I don't think there's a lot of difference philosophically, but I think that there's a lot of difference sort of positionally. And if you claim to be an anarcho-capitalist, you're claiming to know what the term capitalist means. And I don't think that you can define it for everybody because it's been so vilified. And also, you know, you're claiming to be able to define the word anarchist. And there are people that believe entirely the opposite as to what those terms mean. So taking two terms that have, you know, as far as I'm concerned, two terms that are just completely corrupted and lost, and using them as the basis of your, you know, peaceful coexistence kind of philosophy is, well, it's not a great piece of PR.
I think there's a big difference, and I would not have answered it in that fashion. I think the difference is an anarcho-capitalist is making a very definite statement about, well, like you said, Mark, a lot of people don't understand what capitalism is. It has this connotation.
I wouldn't propose to know what the definition of capitalism is.
True. I don't. Yeah, it's a good point. I mean, these days it seems to mean corporatist that you're somehow this villain who is using people and taking advantage and you know kind of buddying up with the government to screw people over, etc. But if you just were to take the old definition of capitalism, where it's an economic system, a certain method of using capital to invest, and then I don't really even know what it means either, Mark. that's a good point. But yeah, capitalism has something to do with it's an economic system of using your money in a certain way. And I think that probably should pull up a dictionary definition of it. But I'm blathering here. So I think that when you're saying anarcho-capitalist, you're making a very definite statement about a certain type of economic organization that you support, a la capitalism. And, of course, the term anarchism has all of its baggage attached to it as well. So I agree with you that far. I agree with what you're saying.
And but I may not even because I may not even support the ideas of capitalism to their nth degree or something like that. And one would assume that's what a capitalist is. You know, I don't necessarily feel that way. I think that there's a lot of good ideas that many of the people on the progressive side, have. I just think that their economic system and their system for getting there is what is messed up. And I think that the idea of an anarcho-capitalist is probably most offensive to people on the left, because you're using that capitalist term. People on the right certainly wouldn't like the term anarchist. So, I mean, it just...
I cringed when somebody mentioned the term anarcho-capitalist to describe themselves today during our meeting with people that would consider themselves perhaps on the left.
Right. I'm neither one of these things. Yeah. I mean, I'm just not going to use the term anarchist capitalist.
The term voluntarist personally. And here's the definition of capitalism that I pulled up when you were talking. An economic system in which investment in and ownership of the means of production, distribution, and exchange of wealth is made and maintained chiefly by private individuals or corporations.
Well, so, certainly I agree nothing with chiefly or corporations. I think it should be the means of production should be owned in its entirety by private individuals or groups of individuals. And it should have nothing to do with incorporation. I don't think incorporation can exist in the marketplace.
Yeah, right, it requires the government to be around.
Yeah, people can get together, but the idea that they would somehow slough off the responsibility for their actions, which is what corporations are designed to do, I find reprehensible. I think you can loan money to someone and not be responsible with what they do with it, and I think that that's how the stock market would redesign itself. Not necessarily, you wouldn't necessarily buy shares from someone, you'd essentially lend the money.
Now that was the definition of capitalism. The definition of capitalist is a person who has capital, especially extensive capital, invested in business enterprises. So, well, of course, definition number two, an advocate of capitalism, which I suppose is probably more accurate for the term anarcho-capitalist, because a lot of the anarcho-capitalists that I know
are poor.
They don't have jack. So back to the question of what is the difference. I think that anarcho-capitalist is making a very definitive statement about a certain type of economic organization that one supports, whereas voluntarist, to me, that means I just support human beings interacting on a consensual basis.
Right, and that
makes no more statement.
It boils it down to it boils it down without adding baggage to it.
Correct.
When you use the term anarchist, I mean, just... when you use that term anarchist, a bomb thrower. When you use the term capitalist, you bring up in many people's minds an evil person that would do anything to get a dollar.
Exploiting, et cetera.
Why would you do that?
I don't know.
I mean, it's like calling yourself a cannibalistic Satanist.
Right.
And saying, whoa.
Not that kind.
I'm not talking about eating people and worshiping Satan.
No. No, it's humanism. Right? But when you use the term voluntarist, the worst confusion that I have encountered with this, and it's I haven't been using voluntarist as long as I used voluntarist, But I think the worst confusion that you will encounter with either of those terms would be, so you think everything should be voluntary? You want to volunteer for everything?
So you want everybody to volunteer? You know that's not going to work.
Right, right. Well, I mean, that's a lot easier to get away from than you want to blow things up and,
right.
and hurt
people. I'd rather
people.
Be considered naive than evil.
So the answer is a voluntarist is a statement about how human beings should interact on a voluntary, consensual basis, and that's where that ends. So if you want to be a communist, then as long as you're doing it voluntarily, as long as you and your other communist brethren are getting together on a consensual basis and entering into your own agreement on your own, you know, commune and doing your thing. By all means, man. Maybe you can show the world that this is an economic system that works when it's done voluntarily.
Maybe you can somehow step over all the failures that life has heaped at the door of communism, and you can make it work, and I would love to see that.
Maybe, man. Some people claim that they have had successful communes, and maybe that's because they've been done voluntarily. Maybe because they have people who, I don't know where they are, but I've heard about them.
Right.
I've heard they exist. Maybe it's because all of the people on that commune have come to an agreement to live in that certain fashion.
Right,
who could disagree with that?
Right,
why would I tell them that capitalism is better? Well, you should live that way. You should live this way. I don't care how you live. Just leave me alone.
Why would you try to convince them? I mean, even if you're not trying, wouldn't propose to tell them how to live. Why would you try to use terminology that they're going to find abhorrent to try to convince them?
Yeah. So it's, to me, I think there's a huge difference. You could be a voluntarist and also be a communist. You could be a voluntarist and also be a capitalist. You could be a voluntarist.
You could be a voluntarist and be anything,
and be anything
that doesn't propose using force, violence, guys with guns, or your own gun to get what you want.
Yeah.
And people can get on board with that.
So I hope that answered the question for Mark. I think that it's been a long time, me coming to this point of being a voluntarist.
Right.
And I
might
embrace
very
it
well,
fully.
I might very well fit into the very fringe, the voluntarist category, in the sense that I believe that probably the best form of government out there is a sort of limited republic where, or at least that's the one we're going to move to most readily. But what I'm willing to let people do is secede from that organization, that state, and do what they want on their own property or groups of properties together. I'm not willing to send in men with guns to force them to pay taxes. And at that point, I guess that makes me a voluntarist.
More coming up here with your thoughts. In the remaining moments of Free Talk Live, you can dial in toll-free at 1-800-259-9231, the SACL CAI toll-free line. Take control of the airwaves. It's Free Talk Live.
Several days after the Patriot Act was passed, a printed version was made available for Congress to read. Yes, I said several days after the Patriot Act was passed. But that's not unusual. Congress routinely passes bills that has little or no time to read. I'm Jim Babka with DownsizedDC.org, and I say it's time for a new American revolution with the slogan, no legislation without representation. Congress cannot claim to be representing us when they don't know what's in the bills they pass. They shouldn't take the words of lobbyists. They shouldn't rely on unelected staff. And they shouldn't take orders from the party leadership because, after all, they're supposed to represent you. At DownsizedDC.org, you'll find a bill that should be the law of the land. It's called the Read the Bills Act. You can read it at our website, DownsizedDC.org. Better yet, you can use our simple system to tell your elected representatives to sponsor the Read the Bills Act. Write it down, DownsizedDC.org.
I'm concerned about food for my family in the event of an emergency, and I know you are too. Are you ready? Don't wait for an emergency to happen. Put a plan together now with quality dehydrated food from Ready Reserve Foods. For nearly 40 years, Ready Reserve Foods has been in continuous operation, canning the finest in dehydrated foods. Other companies just broker canned foods. Ready Reserve is the manufacturer, controlling quality from start to finish with double enameled cans and nitrogen packing for maximum shelf life. Ready Reserve offers a balanced selection of fruits, vegetables, dairy products, proteins, and grains. Choose from a variety of pre-selected units or order by individual can to customize your own plan. When you purchase from Ready Reserve Foods, you are buying factory direct at wholesale prices. Call today for a free catalog, 1-800-453-2202, or visit ReadyReserveFoods.com. Call 1-800-453-2202. Ready Reserve Foods. Factory direct, wholesale pricing. No one likes foreclosure. You won't say, think, or even consider foreclosure with ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. Why? Because ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com guarantees to stop your foreclosure for at least 2 years with no payments, no bankruptcy, and no negotiating. Thinking loan modification? That still keeps you in default. Zero Debt in 90 days is the only proven system that keeps you in your house for as long as you want to stay, while making it possible to even get clear title to your house. No, we are not investors, bankers, attorneys, or real estate agents. We are a group of people just like you that are sick and tired of the housing crash, and we've helped thousands avoid foreclosure since 1993. Please visit our website today, ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com, or call to see how we can help save you tens of thousands of dollars and save your home. Call 800-477-9256. 800-477-9256. That's 800-477-9256. Or visit ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. Guaranteed to stop foreclosure.
Remain in your houses. The President of the United States has declared martial law under Executive Order 11004.
Will they do it? Will they pull the trigger this time? We all pray they stand down, but an engineered crisis seems more likely with each passing day. Think it can't happen here? Executive Order 10990 locks down all highways. Executive Order 10995 seizes control of all media outlets. Executive Order 10998 controls all farms and food supplies. All these executive orders are now cocked, loaded, and waiting for the right crisis. So if you're worried about the possibility of martial law here in America or have questions about how to survive it, go to martiallawsurvival.com. That's martiallawsurvival.com. Go to martiallawsurvival.com right now.
You must remain in your houses until your bracelets are scanned.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
Talk Live. Only moments remain. We'll try to sneak your call in at 800-259-9231. You can bring up what you want. 1-800-259-9231. Join us online at freetalklive.com. And we give you the features on the site for free. So enjoy them. And if you want to help support the show, you can shop with us at amazon.freetalklive.com. You enter Amazon through that link, Free Talk Live gets a portion of Amazon's profits. It's the same Amazon, same awesome prices, free Super Saver shipping deals, and more. A huge selection. You know Amazon. It's just you're entering through our link, which means that they give us credit for you doing the shopping there. So head over through amazon.freetalklive.com and get your shopping done. Let's go to Eric listening in Washington. Eric, you're on Free Talk Live at the end of Mark.
When defining capitalism and communism, you certainly don't want to let communists define those terms because they'll be defined illogically. But if we use logic to define those terms, we can, consider that those terms are opposites from each other. So, capitalism, being a system without wealth redistribution, communism being a system with wealth redistribution.
Well, you mean forced wealth redistribution.
Well, you can't redistribute anybody's wealth without force.
Well, that's not true.
Wealth is redistributed all the time.
I can volunteer.
When I go to a blackjack table and I slap down $20, my wealth is being redistributed to the house.
I can.
Chances are good I'm not.
Right.
No, you're participating in a game.
I can voluntarily choose to distribute.
You sound like a serial definer.
I can voluntarily choose to distribute my wealth in whatever way I damn well deem fit, and that would absolutely be considered wealth
redistribution. Yeah, you can spend your money on whatever you want, but when what you produce is being extracted from you, basically to non-producers, then you have crossed the line into communism.
Well, Eric,
extracted from you connotates force. And it's not necessarily that one has to use force.
We believe the same things, Eric, and we disagree on
this. I don't know
if
we believe the same
things. Well, similar things. I mean, he's talking about capitalism.
This is the guy who called about the banks and all that once.
Okay, whatever. So we believe similar stuff here, Eric, but we can't agree on the definition of these terms. What I'm talking about here isn't forcing someone to believe what I believe, because that doesn't work. There's a myriad of wars in the history to be able to look at on that. What I'm talking about is convincing people that don't believe what I believe into believing that they shouldn't use guns, bombs, and people with weapons to get what they want. That's all I'm looking to do.
Well,
this is the guy that wants to stop people from loaning people money, right? This is Eric.
No, I want you to stop going to a third party and paying them to borrow little pieces of paper.
Yeah,
when they have nothing to do with yours and mine transactions.
Okay. I'm just saying, I don't want to get back into that. I'm just saying that if I'm distributing my
wealth. You want the status quo. That's what you want. You're defending the status quo.
I'm not defending the status quo in any means, shape, or form.
If you don't come up with a monetary policy that eliminates the
my policy is no policy. My policy is abolish the government and abolish their fiat currency.
That is not going to happen until you come up with a monetary policy, because
I don't need
otherwise
to have
you're
a top-down
to
monetary
and people
policy.
People are not going to tolerate that.
The marketplace doesn't need to do that. It just comes up with solutions for people who have problems. On its own, the marketplace, people in search of profit, come up with neat ideas and innovations.
If you don't come up with a monetary policy, it's barter. Okay.
Just exchanging dollars for things is barter.
No, using a currency is using a currency. Direct exchange of goods and services is barter.
But using a currency is essentially barter. It's the same thing. I mean, you know, if you're using silver or gold or whatever as a medium of exchange, then that's money. But money is the exchange of something for something else, which is barter. So these things do have sort of this, it's a graph where, you know, you've got two circles and they overlap right there at the, you know, just the little bits of the circles go together. And that's what I'm talking about here is the, you know, having currency that is actually worth something is barter, sure, but something that is a medium of exchange is currency. In for instance, in prison, cigarettes, in some prisons, cigarettes have been currency.
Yeah.
Wouldn't you agree?
It's still barter, though.
Well, a currency is actually not – gold and silver is a currency, but currency is not money. Gold and silver is money and a currency. Currency is a piece of paper that is an IOU. It doesn't represent anything.
I think you're redefining what the term currency means, because
currency is something that is used as a medium of exchange.
Yeah, a currency is a medium of exchange, and usually it's agreed upon by the government, and they say this is the currency. So I will agree with you that since I don't think the government should be involved in it, maybe I don't really believe in a currency.
Thanks, Eric, for the call. Appreciate hearing from you. Let's talk to Adam calling from LibertyOnTour.com. Where are you at, Adam?
We're in Denver. We are still stuck in Denver, considering the Denver police have all our camera gear. You know, another guys with badges thinking they can take our property.
And they did take your property. And now, what happened? I mean, I wish we had more time to talk to you about this.
Sure. Yeah, I apologize for calling late. We had another engagement, but I just want to give you guys a little update. Yesterday, Pete and I decided to do some outreach at a Denver Broncos game. Long story short, we were trying to hand out free beer. You know, our property generated by our wealth. And or bought by our wealth, and we're trying to give it away to people. And the only agreement would be if you took a beer, you had to take some of our information.
Now wait a minute. Point of information here. You weren't actually on the stadium's property at that time, were you?
No, absolutely, we are.
You are.
We are.
Don't you think it was kind of bad form bringing your own beer to compete with the stadium?
But you don't know anything about football.
The policy, there's a tailgating, and we checked the policy, and it wasn't as defined online. But when we showed up shortly afterwards, they came and said, "Hey, you can do whatever you want. You just can't advertise." And we just
you still there?
Down because we respect property rights, and it just wasn't clearly defined. It was a miscommunication because we did check their website.
I see.
And then it was late. Yeah, and then they had told us that no, you can stand out front and say free beer here all you want, But you just can't advertise it to compete with them.
Okay.
So we did that, and then later, two different like alcohol control people, also with the stadium, came over and said that you can't say free beer then. And so then I just said, well, can I ask if anybody would like a beverage? And they're like, yeah. And when the lady said you can't say free beer, she kind of like she like kind of mocked me. So when I changed the thing, I kind of mocked her, and I'll admit that. But then she called the police, and then the police came over and immediately like. I was just filming them talking to Pete and staying my distance, and one didn't like me filming and just came over and said, give me your ID. I asked if that was a lawful request. He said, it is. I said, can you show me the statue? He said, I don't have to show you the statue. I'm a cop. I said, well, I'm not from Colorado. I'd like to know the law. And then I was placed under arrest.
Mm.
And so then I just went passive and I was dragged into the stadium, into their substation in the basement.
These guys sound righteous to me.
Yeah, and that's just it. We have video of the guy, the first stadium representative, saying that you should take my signs and you can say this. I also have – I don't have video of the woman telling me I can't say the word free, but I can say people can have a beverage. But I do have a video of her saying, I called the police because you mocked me, which isn't against the law. I don't know what the police were going to do about that.
Wow.
But they thought they had the need to or the right, excuse me, to demand my identification.
So both you and Pete were arrested, charged with what, resisting arrest?
Charged with, of course, you know, they're the same old catch-all that's interference, resisting, and then I was charged with disturbing the peace, where there's people blaring music and fireworks are actually going off because the game was about to start at this time. So, yeah, we were disturbing the peace at that time and interfering with I don't know what, and also I don't know what I was really resisting because I just went passive. I didn't resist them kidnapping. I just didn't help them kidnap me.
Yeah. Wow. Now, what does this mean for the Liberty on Tour? I mean, are there court dates set? What's going on with that?
Well, that's weird here, too, is that they say wait 10 days or call this number, or after this 10 days you can show up to court at any time. So I don't know about that. I mean, personally, I can't speak for Pete, but myself, my goal is to get our camera gear back. We found that, like, if the arresting officer and sergeant release it, they can have it. So my intention is to go down to the police station tomorrow and sit there until they do. As far as the fine is concerned, I don't care. I'm not going to pay it. I didn't claim that they have any authority over me or to give me these things, and I wasn't doing anything wrong to begin with, so I'm just going to ignore that whole situation and try to get my property back. That's my goal.
Well, I'll tell you what. I would like you to give me a call or give the show a call tomorrow. Let us know, maybe if you can, early on, if you're available. I would love to talk to you in a little more detail about what actually transpired. And because obviously we can only do so much here in 3 or 4 minutes. But let us know tomorrow if you have any success with getting your stuff back.
We'll let you know. And we appreciate everyone out there with the Free Talk Live listeners we've been meeting and people have been hitting us up for support. We appreciate
it. Yeah, I definitely want to get an update from you guys. So can you call tomorrow?
Absolutely. We'll call. Right. Top of the hour.
Want to get more details on what you've been up to since the last time we talked, get a little more in-depth as to what Liberty on Tour has been doing. You can go to libertyontour.com to learn more and get some of their great videos. And, Adam, thanks for the call tonight. Glad you're out of jail. We'll see you tomorrow online in the meantime at freetalklive.com.
This Your Family Today tip is brought to you by Nestle Toll House Refrigerated Cookie Dough. There are a million reasons to bake with Toll House. Find yours at verybestbaking.com. Whether it's sweet potatoes on Thanksgiving or burgers on the 4th of July, kids associate certain foods with certain occasions. Family traditions are important to them. So when planning your holiday or birthday menu, keep in mind what they like most and invite the kids to cook up a new food tradition. For more tips like these, visit us at parenthood.com/yourfamilytoday.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.